The next poem we're going to hear got a big response the first time we played it last month. But good poems get even better when you hear them a second time. This was written by our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, who's also published several volumes of poetry. The poem was initially published on the Poem a Day page of poets.org, which is run by the Academy of American Poets. Lloyd's poem is called, "To My Oldest Friend, Whose Silence is Like a Death."
This is a poem I wish I hadn't needed to write. Unfortunately, it's all true. I know I'm not the only person in the world who's had a close friend go missing without any explanation, but I'm still heartbroken and totally mystified. To my oldest friend, whose silence is like a death. In today's paper, a story about our high school drama teacher evicted from his Carnegie Hall rooftop apartment made me ache to call you. The only person I know who'd still remember his talent, his good looks, his self-absorption. We'd laugh at what haven't we laughed, then not laugh, wondering what became of him. But I can't call because I don't know what became of you. After 60 years, with no explanation, you're suddenly not there, gone, phone disconnected. I was afraid you might be dead, but you're not dead. You've left, your landlord says. He has your new unlisted number, but insists on respecting your privacy. I located your oldest son, who refuses to tell me anything except that you're alive and not ill. Your ex-wife ignores my letters. What's happened? Are you in trouble? Something you've done? Something I've done? We used to tell each other everything. Our automatic reference points to childhood pranks, secret codes, and sexual experiments. How many decades since we started singing each other happy birthday every birthday? Your last uninhibited rendition is still on my voicemail. How often have we exchanged our mutual gratitude, the easy, unthinking kindnesses of long friendship? This mysterious silence isn't kind. It keeps me up at night, bewildered at some stage of grief. Would your actual death be easier to bear? I crave your laugh, your quirky takes, your latest comedy of errors. When one's friends hate each other, Pound wrote near the end of his life, how can there be peace in the world? We loved each other. Why am I dead to you? Our birthdays are looming. The older I get, the less and less I understand this world and the people in it.
That's Lloyd Schwartz, our classical music critic, reading his poem, "To My Oldest Friend, Whose Silence is Like a Death."